Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. You can listen and subscribe to the show for free on Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible. For network or show information, visit whiteradio.me. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, I have a very special returning guest, Maureen Edwardson, and she is joining us from Canada. And today, we're going to be talking about several different topics. We'll be talking about inner resonance, her new program, The Cosmic Chrysalis, and also a cosmic defrag. Maureen has been developing evolving inner resonance technologies, IRT, for more than 25 years. She has shared this technique in the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs tribal schools and in Canadian First Nation communities. Maureen has also presented IRT to shamans, medical and physics professors from research institutes. Also, Maureen has introduced and given training of inner resonance technologies to medical doctors, neuropaths, chiropractors, counselors, and psychologists, as well as the average person with no background other than the desire to help others. Maureen is author of Your Magical Evolutionary Code, Unleashed, and is launching a new program to empower people called the Cosmic Chrysalis to explore our evolutionary programs, the first being tooth and gum regeneration. As an added bonus, right after break, Maureen will be offering a collective defrag to get our new year off to a fresh start. For more information, you can visit Maureen's website, which is MaureenEdwardson.com. And with that, I'd like to say hello and welcome to Maureen. Hey, Maureen.
Hi, Robert. It's always so much fun to be here with you. And we were talking just before we started here to say it's been 3 years. That's kind of crazy where time goes. And so it was also January 3 years ago that we talked about human redefined. And I'm just so excited for the date here today, too, because when we booked this, I hadn't realized that it was actually also new moon. I just like, the numbers, 1-1-1 at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And it turns out to be new moon in Capricorn, the first new moon of the year, which is all about creating what we really do want in our world and in our life, personally and collectively. So, it's very exciting, this new moon as well, because, of course, everything's always perfect. We know that, right, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's proper time.
Absolutely. And so this new moon in Capricorn is in a trine aspect with innovative Uranus. I'm just going to read this because I'm not an astrologer, but it's very exciting. With innovative Uranus in Taurus. And it indicates the potential for revolutionary steps towards a better future. How does it get better than that? And Uranus, often referred to as the Great Awakener, particularly in the realms of finances and work-related projects, who doesn't want more of that? And a quote to take in during this time, I am capable of breaking free from the constraints that have held me back, embracing change and pursuing my authentic self with renewed vigor and enthusiasm. Well, that could be a byline exactly right there for what IRT, Inner Resonance Technologies, actually facilitates. And so it says this planet disrupts stagnant patterns often in ways that are sudden and unexpected, making its presence felt as a powerful force for transformation. Well, this is all a description of IRT. So let's take it away, Robert.
Well, that's great. Yeah, this sudden changes from old patterns can sometimes create a little bit of angst, but they can also create opportunities. And I think every now and then a little push, excuse me, a little sudden change, an unexpected change, is just what's called for in order to kind of get set in a better direction.
Yes, I agree. And what's beautiful about inner resonance technologies, that everything gets taken care of in the superconscious, higher levels of consciousness, without having to bring it through our thought patterns or figure anything out or have our bodies act it out, which has been, you know, the role of the body is to take the signals and act it out and say, hey, bud, you know, something wrong here. Let's, you know, have a look and pay attention. Something wants to shift that's not aligned and not feeling good. And so that's normally what we get. But, you know, the body wasn't designed to handle all the overwhelm. You know, have you ever heard a spiritual teacher say, be here now, you know, the power of now? The body was designed to give us an experience in each moment, not to freak out, you know, and act out and, you know, flop out, you know, and get taken out. That's not, you know, what we're here for. So IRT is a very graceful, very efficient, profound way of addressing whatever's in our background that's no longer relevant and or useful, any useful positive purpose, to be able to instantly and permanently shift the frequencies in our field, the energetics at that consciousness level where the signals come from that the body gives an experience of. So this is a very essential core part of transformation, where you don't have to go through all the unnecessary, no longer relevant muck to get to the parts that you do want to take conscious command over and shift. And so it's become so effortless. And who knew that it could be? So even though there's a lot of merit in working really hard and knowing that you've actually made something happen, guess what? That happens at the 5%. So who wants, you know, 100% available to shape-shift our reality and then have all of our energies focused and available for the new, for what we do want. Like, this is what IRT represents. Oh, when we're talking about the sudden and unexpected, it reminded me, I've been tempted to change the name of my work over the years. Robert, you know the cartoon Calvin and Hobbes?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know that Calvin had a cardboard box. Remember what he called that? It was a transmogrifier. Because you know how kids, you know, like to play dress up and imagine, you know, being a firefighter or, you know, a rocket, you know, ship captain or whatever. Well, you know, he and his tiger Hobbes would jump into the cardboard box and then they come out as whatever they were imagining. So, and transmogrification, a definition of that in the dictionary, is something that creates rapid, sometimes instant change, and, you know, and sometimes as if by magic. And, of course, as you know, my book's called Your Magical Evolutionary Code Unleashed, The Science of Inner Resonance. So, you know, I just thought, wouldn't it be fun to call my work Inner Resonance Transmogrification? What do you think of that?
Well, no, that would be very descriptive of the work, but you'd have to do a lot of explaining about transmogrification. It's even hard for me to pronounce. Yeah, but now let's just take a few minutes and talk just about the idea of resonance. You know, can you explain to the listeners just a little bit about it, you know, and you know, how it is, how it shows up in our lives?
Yes, well, you know, the inner resonance technologies I call is a protocol, a formula of questions that are all predisposed to a yes response, because you're saying yes to your greater self, the part of you that knows everything, and that's your superconscious high self. And then people get opportunity to also say yes and thank you to whatever spiritual team, you know, or support that they have. Some people have beliefs in guides and angels and spirit helpers, good grandfathers, good grandmothers, people on the other side. And so it's, my tagline is actually beyond belief, creating new realities, simply because each person can put their own belief in, because that's indeed what does run our reality, our own beliefs. And then it's beyond belief, creating new realities so that we can let go of automatically at another level without having to figure it out what beliefs are no longer really aligned, you know, with who we are and who we're choosing to be. And so it just frees us up, you know, to be in a different level of choice. And so it allows, it's much like, you know, we're like quantum supercomputers. And So this is more like, as we said, you know, that collective defrag. It's like a super duper defrag antiviral program for your entire matrix of all times and places. Depending on what you believe, your whole life, all your ancestral memory, all of the collective memory of the planet, all of the galactic memory, again, depending on what you believe, and opening it up into that greater cosmic wholeness where there is only one, where there is only love, which is the greatest truth of who each of us are, individually and collectively. There is no separation. We're like a bunch of mushrooms, you know, like a bunch of trees. They're all part of each other and all connected at those root levels on so many different levels. So IRT goes into the quantum where everything is available right here, right now. It's the same frequency. It's the same chemistry that gets produced in the body. You know, fear is fear is fear. You know, anger is anger is anger. And yet, at the same time, you know, people that have done plant medicine, for example, ayahuasca, they've had just pure IRT with our inner pharmacy, inner resonance technology that is innate within us to actually activate their own DMT, their own God molecule, and have a journey similar to what ayahuasca would give them. And so it's phenomenal. And so I find that, you know, both and, if not either or. However, when we do external medicines one kind or another, whether it be pharmaceutical or plant medicine or whatever it might be, you know, Tylenol, pain medicine, whatever. And, you know, if we do that as a replacement for our inner capacities that are just, you know, magnificently available to us, but we never have known how to access that, then everything works together. But when you use it as a replacement from the external, then it shuts down the receptors of our own inner technology, our own inner pharmacy. And that's my campaign. That's my vision. That's the truth that I'm educating people about. Yeah, do all those things and pair it with activating your own inner technology. And the end result of even a collective defrag that we'll do after the break is just that. Then you get to notice what it feels like to have that chemistry of wholeness on a whole new level. And for most people, it's like a deep relaxation or this expansive, lighter feeling. And you get to notice it and then anchor it into a spot on your body, like an icon on your desktop, you know, choose your tongue underneath your mouth or, you know, a finger and thumb together. And the chemical memory in the brain works through association to then use that as a memory to reactivate and then do an instant defrag antiviral program for your whole matrix in that moment. So, you know, it's quite phenomenal. It's very cutting edge. And guess what? This is my 34th year of doing this, and people are just finally really getting it because the science is in, the experience is there. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's very, very cool. So anyway, I hope I didn't say too much all in one bite there, you know, bite radio.
Not at all. No, but, you know, and I just find it, you know, interesting that, as the years go by, that the more that we learn scientifically, but, you know, particularly in the quantum realm, the more like inner resonance technology fits into the scheme. I mean, it kind of gives answers to why certain things work the way that they do. You know, and, you know, for some people, you know, they want to see the science of it, you know, before they'll, you know, maybe suspend their beliefs prior to updating their beliefs, you know, and because beliefs, like you said, you know, they kind of run everything and, you know, they guide our actions and just how we view the world and their bedrock. And to shift those, it takes a commitment, you know, as well as the recognition that, you know, they need to be changed for the individual. They need to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And sometimes we don't even know what needs to change. We just feel stuck. And, you know, how do we get through that? How do we figure it out? You know, and it's way beyond that field where, you know, we know anything consciously. But, you know, what's really great is that, you know, IRT then is totally self-directed. I don't do anything but ask the questions that I developed from all of the years of research and experience that I had starting out. And, you know, it's innate. You know, I brought this, you know, let's say it boldly, from other lifetimes. And yet I've had to go through the experience of waking up and remembering and going by trial and error and having inspiration, bringing inspiration to earth. And, you know, and seeing what worked and what didn't. And I had no idea that I held this ancient information and this memory from the very first lifetime I was on the planet, Lemuria, and beyond that, from the star systems that I came from, apparently. And, you know, so we all have that innate information within us. So it's just about waking up and, you know, the questions that say, give you a chance to say yes to that part of you that does know, and acts as a catalyst to then activate, you know, the shift that is wanted and needed so badly that we don't even know how to access it. You know, one thing I just wanted to say is that, you know, we're so complex. You know, the brain isn't even begun to be understood, never mind the supercomputer that the body is. And I just want to give one scientific thought quickly about the body. And we have trillions and trillions, you know, between 37 and 100 trillion, depending who you listen to, 100 trillion cells. And each neuron in that 100 trillion cellular system has 100,000 potential connections. There's no test on this. I'm just giving you this for the jaw drop, okay? And so each one of those 100,000 potential connections of each tiny neuron has 85 billion wormholes into other dimensional realities. So this is what we're breathing infinite source energy into, you know, into this incredible body, which has been talked about as dense and the last to get it. Well, guess what? It's the first to get it, but there's all this, these beliefs and all the static and resistance in the, you know, in between. So IRT is designed to neutralize the resistance and the static so that you have clear access to more of who you are, your most authentic self. And so with the complexity that we're just speaking of that is so already built in, the law is, the scientific law is, to the level of complexity, there is a corresponding simplicity of access. And that's why IRT is so simple. It just goes whoosh, you know, over people's heads. Like, how's that happen so fast? They didn't do anything, right? How long is this going to last? And that's why the principle of five is important in this work. So we can talk about that at some point, or people can go to my website and read all about it there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is a jaw-dropping kind of numbers kind of situation, and it really kind of opens up the idea to just virtually unlimited, you know, possibilities.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, and you know, and that the idea of being able to have this happen on a super conscious level, it really, you know, kind of takes away the whole kind of mind-blowing, you know, aspect of numbers. You know, it's just like, if this can happen, if we can do this on a superconscious level, great. You know, I mean, if I have to be kind of in my, you know, pea brain conscious, you know, state, try and process it, it just would be a challenge for sure.
Absolutely. And you know, you're just getting the, you know, automatic outcome of these thoughts, which is, that leads us to limitlessness. And that's where I, you know, then this is perfect lead into the cosmic chrysalis, because, you know, I've been doing talks, you know, for a couple of years now on, you know, let's, you know, we're a collective PTSD. You know, we are the caterpillar, collective caterpillar that's just in total liquefaction. We're in meltdown. And so let's just get the power hose that, you know, IRT represents to, you know, to power wash all the muck of the meltdown, so that we as imaginal selves in the body of humanity and of creation can just, you know, be clear and shake off the muck, and imaginal selves, you know, get to, you know, look around and say, oh, hi, there you are. I've got a piece for you. And, oh, let's play together. Let's create something different. Like, this is, you know, this is awesome. We're becoming a butterfly. And so we get to work together in clear ways that are positive and beneficial and benefit each other. So that's, you know, where this is at. And so cosmic chrysalis, you know, our limitlessness, you know, IRT in its bottom line is talking physical immortality. And some people say, oh, I don't want to live forever. Like, oh, that would be crap. But what if you have fun? And what if you had a different choice? You know, that what if you were the chooser? And so the programs in the cosmic chrysalis are anywhere from, you know, my age, my choice, you know, regenerating organs. Some people have, well, kids regenerate fingers when they get cut off, you know, up into a certain age where they've been programmed that they can't do that. Automatically, they're, you know, if they get a thumb or a finger cut off, usually in most cases, they'll actually regrow the whole finger, nail and, you know, muscle and bone and everything. So we have the program. We're like a bunch of lizards, I guess. Sorry. You know, we have that program to rejuvenate, regenerate. The blueprint's already there. And, you know, other programs, you know, that next level of our evolutionary capacity to bilocate, to teleport, you know, to shapeshift our environment. It's an interactive universe. And we're part of nature, and so we have choice to shapeshift and create new things. You know, let's talk about world peace. What about creating the new earth that people are talking about? How are we choosing to be together? What do we want to create for a new way to be together on the planet? So the cosmic crystals have all of these programs and different aspects. And the first one we're starting with is tooth and gum rejuvenation. And that brings me to Yuko Turnbull, my partner in the tooth and gum rejuvenation. We have talked for about 3 years, and I've just been looking up in the scientific community about stem cells, because, you know, a big thing is stem cells these days, right, Robert?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we have our own stem cells, obviously. And again, we can work with both external, and as long as we also activate our internal ones, then they're like training wheels, and eventually we just have everything within to call on in a very easy fashion. And so stem cells, there's the dentrum stem cells. Anyhow, I've been looking to see what the latest science was, and I was real excited, because that's how people regenerate teeth before in the history of my 34 years. Like, not like dozens upon dozens, but enough to say it's possible. And so, you know, I started to, you know, tickle my fancy and check in again. And there's like all the stuff. They've got stem cell programs for rejuvenating tongue, teeth and gums. And then, so the next day, it just happened after about 3 years to talk to Yuko. And she's, oh yeah, I was thinking about you too. And she said, I just got a government grant from British Columbia here in Canada, to create products to rejuvenate, you know, gums and teeth. I'm, oh no kidding, right? Because she's in the esthetician business, and, you know, I had my hair done by her. She's expanded her spiritual offerings and what she does with people, sound therapy and color and all kinds of amazing programs that she offers now. And she's got a whole tooth and gum rejuvenation. So we're putting our work together, the essence of our consciousness and ability to shape-shift our reality, and with her core grounded products and protocols that she has, and principles, integrative holistic principles to promote, because she rejuvenated her own gums in about 6 months. And so, you know, so that's our new signature program that we're kicking off the Cosmic Crystals with. And so the basics, you know, we're going to actually do a big kickoff of the program on March 30th at the program note, which is the Saturday of Easter long weekend. This is, well, you know, people have Easter Sunday stuff going on, maybe Easter Monday dinners, Friday, Good Friday, but Saturday, you know, and Easter is all about resurrection. It's all about, you know, regeneration, renewing ourselves, bringing ourselves back to life, you know. And so what a beautiful timing, you know, to initiate our own inner resurrection, our own inner rejuvenation, starting with teeth and gums. And so Yuko developed, she's an alchemist, so she developed these incredible products. There's three oil care products. One is a tooth polish formula, and she gives you the recipe. You can make it even yourself if you want. But she also creates it and, you know, produces it. And then a mouthwash rinse, you know, to really give a beautiful environment for our teeth. And then oil pulling. Because the truth is, you know, each tooth is like an organ or another part of the body. Did you know that, Robert? Did you know about the teeth?
No.
You know, it's not just about the teeth to munch your food. You know, there's, you know, different organs and different parts of our bodies that are represented by each tooth. So it's very cool. And then three oral hygiene practices. And then she adds in all kinds of stuff that she's been studying, you know, sound healing and energetic pathways and traditional Chinese medicine. And, yeah, and Reiki, as she is in process of becoming a fully certified, you know, IRT facilitator as well. So, you know, it's really quite incredible what we have access to through Yuko. Because I was just going to run, you know, an IRT, Inner Resonance Technologies program for activating the stem cells within us and then regrowing all of this kind of stuff, right? But how more magnificent to have all of this physical support and the product, and her expertise is phenomenal. So I would invite people to go to my website and mention, sign up for to be on, you know, in line for March 30th and to be on standby for that. It's not up on my website yet, but it will be shortly. So, yeah, what do you say to that?
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds like a wonderful marriage of knowledge between you both. Now, Yuko, I just had a friend request from her. As a matter of fact, I got the friend request and it said, one mutual friend, Maureen Edwardson. So, that's all
it.
I need to know.
That's it.
You're good to go, Yuko.
Yeah, she's got an appointment right now, but she's hoping to be done by about 1:45, the next hour. And so I gave her the number to maybe call in to say a quick hello just in case. And we'll see how that flows.
Great. Yeah, I will keep my eye open in the studio for an incoming call if she should be able to make it. So we're about halfway through the show, so we're going to take a break soon. And then when we come back from the break, we're going to have that cosmic defrag, collective defrag.
Oh, cosmic collective. Collective cosmic. It's all good.
Yeah. So tell us, before we get to that, tell us a little bit about, I mean, you know, as a computer person, I understand, you know, defrag, you know, and that it really kind of goes through the system and kind of rearranges things to operate most effectively. So can you tell us a little bit about the idea of a collective defrag?
Yes, that is actually a synonym for the IRT protocol, because that's exactly what it does. And as Bruce Lipton teaches, one of my mentors and influencers for, you know, the science of IRT, talks about, you know, the cell membrane, each cell is a homologue of a computer chip. So we're all made in the image of our quantum supercomputer cells. And so the information, you know, and anyway, it gets transmitted. You can have a look at Bruce Lipton's Biology of Belief. There's, I think, a whole hour, 2 hour presentations on YouTube for that. He's brilliant in imagery and visualizations of all of that. And so basically, IRT then, with the conscious mind, is the director and the, you know, captain of the ship, and creates the choices that then get delegated up to the superconscious, where all information exists. And so, you know, you can be at the command center and say, okay, all programs and files with the word pain, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, relationships, and then, you know, delete. Right? So then you push that, and there's a part of you that knows how to do that, because everything's in informational patterns in your field beyond your ability of your conscious mind or your body to need to know or act out. So, you know, it happens in a whole different level of consciousness, which is the most efficient, effective level of information. So the electromagnetic charge that gets triggered, then when it's neutralized, there's nothing for the body to do except feel happy and healthy. It's that simple.
Great. Yeah. Well, that's great. So let's go ahead and take this 90-second break. And then when we come back, you can take us through the collective defrag. And for people listening, we're talking about maybe a 10-minute or so type of time frame. So everybody can get themselves all settled in and ready for that to happen. Okay. So we'll be right back after this very brief break.
Beautiful.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder, we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to the more than 1,700 shows we have aired during the past 13 years. Also on the site are links to the products and services we provide, books, photography products and services, calendars, and greeting cards. There is also a link to our account at Fine Art America, where you can purchase items such as mugs, prints, pillows, and more. Our show is available as a free podcast on multiple platforms, such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, and Audible, with icons to each platform on our homepage. We are also available on social media platforms such as Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Threads. Our website, www.biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show. Okay, everyone. Thank you for staying with us. Again, today my special guest is Maureen Edwardson, and she's joining us from Canada. And we're talking about her work with Inner Resonance, also the new upcoming program, The Cosmic Chrysalis. And she is going to be taking this on a collective defrag in a moment. And again, for more information, you can visit her website, which is MaureenEdwardson.com. And do keep an eye out on the website for their launch of the Cosmic Chrysalis on March 30th. And go ahead and register for that. Okay, so we're ready, Maureen.
Yeah, thank you. And March 30th is the launch of the Tooth and Gum Regeneration first inaugural program of the Cosmic Chrysalis. And when people go to my website, go to the page that says Gifts for You, And there's a lot of free information and experiences there for you. And then when you contact me for a 33-minute exploration session, then I will also give you, send over a free PDF copy of my book, Your Magical Evolutionary Code Unleashed, The Science of Inner Resonance. So there you go. So now, here we go. So just relax and notice that you're breathing, because what you're breathing in is your greatest self. You're breathing in the universe, the multiverse. You're breathing in consciousness. You're breathing in spirit, your portion of great spirit, which is infinite in nature, as are you. Children of God, children of creator, children of the universe, all our birthright. We just forgot. So just breathing that in, as we remember that we're more than what we appear. And for those of you that have beliefs in something that spiritually supports you, like guides and angels, spiritual team, now's the time to say yes and thank you. And if you don't, well, that's okay, because this is science. This is how we're built. We can be atheist, agnostic. This is the truth of us. We are infinite in nature as we breathe ourselves in to this incredible body. And as you breathe with awareness of your body, remember what we said just before in the first half of this program, that the body is a quantum supercomputer that is always 100% responsible and responsive to the information in our field of consciousness, and it's acting it out. So let's just switch on all the full receptivity that pain and trauma tends to contract and shut down. And the operative words, just very simply, because remember, the voice command, switch on, body. So I'm going to count to three, and you could, you know, just speak out wherever you are, silently or out loud, collectively in this beautiful choir. I'm going to count to three, and the words are switch on, body, okay? One, two, three. Switch on, body. Alrighty then. So we are plugged into our greater source by breathing and remembering who we are, what the breath is, source energy. We are plugged in. We are switched on with our full receptivity, activating all the programs that know how to bring us into full health and resolution of any challenges that we're stuck with. And so now we're at the command center, believe it or not. So the operative words are I am choosing freedom of, I'm choosing creation of. And so the first one would be at the beginning of the protocol to say I am choosing freedom of. And for the sake of everyone with all of the individual and collective programs that we're suffering with or challenged by right now, we can say I am choosing freedom of all of the old pathways and programs that keep me stuck, and I am choosing freedom from the constraints that have held me back, embracing change and pursuing my authentic self with renewed vigor and enthusiasm. We're disrupting, freeing ourselves up from stagnant patterns. And so just being open and choosing that. Let's just play along. I am choosing freedom of all of the directors, my greater good and the greater good of all. Yes. So allowing that all of the ways that any unresolved issues, known and unknown, may be interfering with you no longer necessarily, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, relationships. Everything's connected. Everything's related to everything else. And especially that relationship you have between yourself and your greater self and the universal self. And so now addressing all levels of memory, your whole life, going all the way back to when you popped into the world, all the way back to, you know, through utero for all that time you were drinking up your mama's soup right to conception. Beyond that, all the ancestral memory. all the collective memory, because we're breathing in recycled atmosphere, holographic particles of memory from the beginning of time, which is why Indigenous people say all my relations physically were won by breathing. And so then we expand into the collective galactic field, whatever that might mean for you. And ultimately, the greatest expansion of the greatest cosmic wholeness that is only one, that is only love, that holds us in the memory of that greater truth. And so now we're choosing to bring all aspects of who we are, all of our multidimensional selves, into a new level of coherent alignment with that next level of expression of our greatest health, our greatest happiness for no reason, our greatest inspiration and creativity for making a difference in our own lives and that of others, passionately in service with our greater purpose, all of a sudden drawing us and inspiring us. And that's a beautiful place to live from. And just having the ability to show up every moment with kindness and with compassion. Those are superpowers right there. And so now everything that has been in the way of all of that is no longer relevant. It's getting permission for shifting and clearing. And so are you choosing to allow all of it to unfold in the safest and most appropriate way for you and all concerned at all times? Yes is the right answer. Are you choosing to open to greater ease and gentleness how this is even possible? Yes. Are you choosing effortless grace? Are you allowing open to effortless grace guiding the way to instant and permanent shift so what is no longer relevant or necessary or useful? Yes. And are you surrendering into what isn't quite ready because we are on this journey and we're already at different times in different parts of ourselves to rest in that deeper trust that everything is unfolding in its own time, in its own way, in the bigger picture that we don't have yet? And the next question that you get to be in charge of is that part of you. Are you choosing to allow that part of you that's open to something different being possible in a different way than you may never have known possible to also be in charge? Yes. And are you allowing the part of you that's really ready for this new year, ready to be more of who you are and allow everything that you're not just to dissolve and drop away as it has no further useful positive purpose? Remember, it's safe, it's appropriate, it's easy, gentle. There's effortless grace guiding the way. Like, what concepts are those that we're opening up to, that it can be easier and gentler than ever before? Nothing to fear. Everything to open up to a potential. And you're in charge. So that's good. And remember, Wayne Dyer always said that good is just God with an extra O. So we are opening up to the God within, that part of us that knows best for us. And now there's nothing to do but allow the part of you that knows how to do all this beyond your conscious mind's ability to track, never mind need to think or do or make anything happen in this moment. That'll be inspired as moments arise. And beyond the body's need to act anything out or have any kind of healing crisis, everything's getting handled in informational patterns, energy in your field to free your body and your mind up just to rest and float somewhere lovely, or have a brief few second nap. It's all happening beyond in your supercomputer quantum self, delegating up to do that super duper defrag of all times, all places, all realities, all dimensions, all timelines, all here now. And truly, there is no time. And the joke is, with all of that, it's already done. However, in this dimension, we're here to experience and feel. So just notice how quickly you're going into that deeply relaxed state. And just notice how you're feeling. Can it be this fast? Can it be this simple?
I wonder how long this is going to last. So you get to anchor this in so that you have instant access to rejuvenating, regenerating, defragging yourself on a daily basis. So choose a spot to anchor this super duper defrag antibiotic program on your skin, your body. Could be tongue on the roof of your mouth, your heart, your finger and thumb. And as you're touching, notice how you're feeling and dropping in some thoughts and feelings of gratitude and appreciation. It's just one tiny thing to get the chemistry, to get the frequency added in to that chemistry of wholeness on a whole new level, that frequency of greater freedom to be more of yourself than ever before. Just be present with that. And now I invite everyone individually to go through, I'll guide you through 5 deep breaths to actually program in this new spot that the brain now is recognizing and programmed for. So that anytime, no matter what's going on around you or within you, you can activate this deep breath to shift everything and anything in that moment that's ready of whatever was triggered, anything that wants to piggyback on that from any time and place, automatically shifting and clearing you, freeing up your energy to be more of who you really are and to feel good. Just you're catching your spot. And as you exhale, just let your touch drop. The next in-breath in, breathing and touching again, breathing out, just letting go. Third breath in, touching, breathing out, letting go. Fourth breath in, touching, and breathing out, letting go. And the fifth and final time, just breathing in and touching, and breathing out, letting go. So there you go. That's your new program before you sleep. That's when your body does more of that cellular rejuvenation and dream time sorts things through. In the morning, it's consciously activating that program to run in the background. Then when you get triggered, it's a good time, if and when, whenever you remember, to do your touch breath around whatever that was, clearing all of the underlying causal factors, connections, and anything else that wants opportunity to be shifted. It's really a beautiful tool. And then before and after any other techniques you're doing, or if you have to take some medicine, before you take any medicine and then after, if it's allowing then your whole inner pharmacy to work alongside of whatever else you're doing before and after a massage, all of it takes everything you're already doing to the next level in a faster, more efficient freedom. And then with your touch breath, you can also envision any projects you have, any things that you're choosing or how you're choosing to be in this year. Beautiful opportunity in that clear space to choose and to manifest. And this is an ongoing tool. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Deep when you wake up, anytime you feel like it, before and after everything, it becomes a way of life. So there you go, Robert.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I when I've gone through a similar exercise with you, you know, the idea of having an anchor point, I've always used, you know, the heart, the area over the heart is
beautiful.
For me, in addition to being, you know, the anchor for, you know, the program, it also, to me, just is a reminder of just the importance of, you know, excuse me, of the heart and of emotion. And, you know, just to me, it's now, you know, for some people who, you know, may want a touch point where they're, not so obvious out in public. You can easily choose another one, but for me, I've always chosen that.
Exactly, and you can do two because you have two hands, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah.
If you're optimist, you could probably have 8 or 9, you know? So once they're all programmed, they're all intertwined and interconnected, so you can do, two. Sometimes people like their gut and their heart and then tongue on the roof of their mouth as well. So everybody's individual. And then when you practice, you deepen that conditioned response. And you'll notice, even though you might not feel anything instantly, you take a vitamin pill, do you feel it, actually doing its thing? Sometimes we do, but very rarely are people that sensitive. And you'll know because the proof is in your life and in your pudding, as they say, as my mama always said, proof is in the pudding. So what does that mean? I guess it tastes good, right? If it tastes good, then it's good.
Yeah. And I also like the yes, saying yes to all of the different statements that are made in that exercise. Now, I'm sure a lot of my listeners are fans of Ancient Aliens, the TV show on History Channel, and Roy and I always laugh because they always pose hypotheticals, and then always the answer is Ancient Aliens here is say yes. They always say yes,
exactly.
Yeah, so, it's kind of a simple thing in a way, but yet it carries a lot of energetic weight, I think, by saying yes and being open.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is a key right there. And this is a formula, and it comes from a lot of different science, a lot of different experience, a lot of different levels of understandings, and it's very, very powerful. People have actually healed broken bones in 10 minutes doing this protocol, and that's pretty phenomenal. But we all have that program, and we apply it in different ways and in different timelines, but it always works. So pay attention and notice all the new levels of synchronicities and opportunities that start to fall in and happen for each of you. It's quite amazing. And noticing how more happens, right?
Yeah, I love synchronicity and coincidence, because to me it always is a confirmation of just being in the right place at the right time, doing, what I should be doing. So it to me, it's just a confirmation, that no matter what I'm doing, where I am, that it's, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that, can be very affirming as well, because sometimes, we question, what we're doing and maybe the road that we're on or actions that we're taking, whether or not they're, quote, the right ones or not. But if you can kind of get that affirmation, then, it just is a sense of comfort.
Absolutely. And what if there were no right or wrong ones? What if there was only experience? Remember what Rumi said, beyond the ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there's a field. I'll meet you there.
Yeah. And there's one other comment I wanted to make. And you mentioned during, a couple times during the show, about the idea of questioning how long is this going to last. And, that just struck me as it's something that I would say, and if things are going right and, peaceful and, copacetic, then it's like, again, how long is this going to last? To me, it throws up the idea that there is an end point where it will end, it's kind of assuming that it's going to end,
that's our assumption, Robert. So I just want to interject quickly, before our time runs out, is that, so what the level of clearing and layers that we're able to be shifted are shifted permanently because you made that choice and that agreement. However, many other levels may be ready at another time.
So it's not the same stuff that comes up. It's always new layers and levels and aspects. So when we can reframe it that way, we know that we're getting better and better and it happens less and less. And so the reason for five is the first time subconscious, you know, gets a little doubt even though something amazing might happen for somebody. And then the second and third time, it goes into more acceptance on the logical and emotional sides of our brain and ourselves. Fourth is greater integration and a good solid platform for building. And then five is that, wow, you know, it's a new paradigm. It's a number of positive change. It's sacred geometry, equilateral triangle. It's the Vitruvian man. You know, it's the number of grace. And I hadn't known that for years and years. And it makes sense because this work is all about effortless grace. So that's why five. And that's why I usually, you know, promote five sessions, package of five sessions. But I also have some trainings coming up I wanted to quickly advertise. And there is one happening next weekend, but it's too late for people to join in because there is a prerequisite of doing some one-on-ones to really embody the work in a personalized way before we then learn to facilitate others. And so the next facilitator training is starting April 20th and 21st. So it's not quite announced on my website yet, but if people want to note that down, it will be up on my website soon. And you can go and see what the current program is and the requirements and how all that goes. So, and once again, just reminding people that you have to go and book in a 32-minute exploration session. I'm happy to send them a free copy of my book. And that's all at amaureenedwardson.com. And explore the Gifts for You part with even more information. there's a 12.5-minute video with sound that somebody just had a complimentary session, just a one-off. And he created this from my words from my book, from my website, and guided people through an experience. And it's beautiful. So there's lots there for people. I just wanted to make sure that they knew about that.
Great. Yeah, much to explore there. So that's great. Well, I know I'm going to add the March 30th date for the Cosmic Chrysalis kickoff program to my calendar. And now we are connected on Facebook, and I certainly enjoy following you there. And also looking forward now to seeing what Yuko has as well on her side.
Absolutely. And also, I just have a request and maybe heads up for people, if possible, that, you know, that perhaps maybe a couple of weeks before the kickoff of March 30th, we might, you know, we might have another, you know, interview that we promote the specifics of the program so people can really get a deeper understanding of what they might want to hop on and explore. And so maybe you and I can talk about that another time, but a couple of weeks, maybe mid-March sometime, we might do another interview here.
Yeah.
And give people that next level of opportunity if you'd like.
Yeah, definitely we will talk about it offline. And see what we can help create. So, Maureen, thank you for your time. I always enjoy speaking with you and interacting with you. You're so positive and light-hearted that it's always a joy.
It's such a joy being with you. And I really hope people really go more deeply into all of the offerings that you have. You're a brilliant photographer. You've written a book. What's the book called again? Joy?
Joy Potential.
Your joy book. Joy.
Yeah.
And that's such a great resonator with everything that we've done automatically, you know, move up into our joy potential. And so
yeah.
I really encourage people to get and read your book and really avail themselves of all of the gifts that you have there to offer. So, yeah,
great.
It's a wonderful combination.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And we will keep in touch, no doubt.
Always. All right, my dear. Lots of love. Big hugs.
Thank you. All right, you have a good day. Again, everyone, today my special guest joining us from Canada has been Maureen Edwardson. We've been talking about her work with inner resonance and the new upcoming program, The Cosmic Chrysalis. And, of course, you just experienced the collective defrag. And you can always go back and listen to the archives if you want to go through that again. You can even fast forward if you want, all the way up to the halfway mark, so you can go ahead and make that a repeat experience. So, everyone, I want to say, again, we want to make sure that you go visit Maureen's website, which is MaureenEdwardson.com. Now, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BikeRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at BikeRadioMe. Be sure to visit our website at www.BikeRadio.me. That's BikeRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.